American pornography is big business. Last year, the U.S. pornography industry brought in more than $5 billion in revenue, and the number of adult films released each year continues to dwarf the number of Hollywood releases. The promise of fast cash and fame draws young women to the industry, but most actresses do not get a cut of the royalties from the movies they star in. Many women who left porn have spoken out and said that producers and directors exploited or even abused them. Aza Akira has worked in the adult film industry for half a decade and is the author of a new memoir about her own experience. Akira is an outlier in the porn industry. The daughter of upper-middle-class parents who sent her to prep schools, Akira writes that unlike many young women, she didn't fall into sex work as a last resort. She chose it. Aza Akira, welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You know, Aza, I know you've heard this. A lot of women who have left the industry say that it ruined them emotionally and financially. You know, Linda Lovelace, Shelley Lubin, other people. What do you say to that? Do you feel like you're putting a happy face on your own exploitation?
No. I mean, I knew it would ruin my life forever in the sense that, you know, I'll never be able to work with kids now. There's so many things I'll never be able to do. And I knew that. So I just wanted to really be sure that I was making the right choice. But I think some of the girls are definitely victims of certain kinds of circumstances, and they kind of just fell into porn, whether it be for money or, I don't know, a guy they met, just like a really unfortunate circumstance. And then I think there's also girls who have a great time doing porn, and then when they leave, sometimes they feel the need to justify what they've done. It's almost like reality sets in and, you know, you can't get a regular job. You don't have a resume. Society does shun you in a lot of ways. And I think they just need to flip the story to justify it.
But then there is that other side to it. Like I mean, you used the phrase a little while ago, ruin my life forever. So it does. I mean, your book has kind of a happy cast about it. You come across pretty unconflicted about this. Is that true?
I do feel very unconflicted about it. I'm very confident that, like, I'm doing what I want to be doing. You know, when I said it ruins your life, I don't mean it in a way that I feel it ruined my life so much as I should have said it limits your life. And for me, I feel it's worth it.
Well, you know, and there are also people that just consider pornography as a category as something which is just inherently destructive, that there is, it is just by what it is damaging to women.
I don't really see anything degrading about living out a sexual fantasy. I mean, I understand that, like, porn objectifies women, but I mean, it objectifies everyone in it, not just women. And I don't really see it as degrading at all. I see it as empowering.
But you don't think that women get degraded a lot more? Or things like, you know, think about race. Your ethnicity is fetishized and you make money off of that. Don't you feel that that's destructive?
No, I don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, it's the reality of it. I signed up to be objectified and fetishized, and I am Asian. Why not capitalize on that?
Is there any dark side to the porn industry for you? Not even performers that might be exploited economically, at least?
I don't feel we're exploited at all. I mean, we're taken care of. I know that in porn, they used to make a lot more. I always hear about, like, the good old days when, you know, people were making like 40 grand a month. And it's definitely not like that anymore. But for me, I don't feel exploited. I'm living a very comfortable lifestyle. And to be honest, like, if porn were a regular paying job, if it just paid a regular salary like any other job, I would still do it. I can't speak for other people, obviously, but for me, I'm really, the money is nice, but it's not even in like the top three reasons I do porn. And it's not lost on me that that's not everyone.
For those women that come from more difficult circumstances, do you feel like the industry supports them once they get involved in the business?
I do feel the industry supports them in the sense that they get the financial care they need. I think some girls should not be in porn, for sure. There's definitely girls that are from harder backgrounds and they should probably not be in porn. And it just comes down to whether you're in it for the right reason or not. I mean, that's a very subjective thing to say, mm-hmm. like, because obviously what I think are the right reasons are probably not what others think are the right reasons to be in porn. But, you know, when a girl is in it strictly for the money, I don't think it's worth it. No. I mean, like I said, it changes your whole life. It's your body. I don't think you should ever sell your body for just money. That's not worth it.
If you have kids, how do you feel about them going into the industry?
Having kids is something I'm really still conflicted about. And specifically how I will tell them. Sometimes I wonder if it's too late for me to have kids, not age-wise, but just, you know, my husband is in porn as well. And I think it would be a lot to put on a child. As far as would I be okay with them getting into porn, it's a really hard question, because if I knew in my heart that, say, my daughter was getting into porn for the same reason I was getting into porn, I would say definitely go for it. But how do you know that? You know, like how would I know that she's in it for the right reasons, I guess you could say? It's definitely something I feel super conflicted about. There's no black and white answer.
Asa Akira's memoir about her life in the pornography industry is titled Insatiable: Porn, a Love Story. Asa, thank you.
Thank you for having me.